Sequester cutbacks are kicking in. Today, the National Archives announced it's reducing its tour hours. A handful of federal agencies have sent out furlough notices to employees. And the Department of Education has sent out letters to parents and students that fees on Direct Plus loans will be raised. Now, Yellowstone National Park is anticipating the 5% scheduled cut to the National Park Service by cutting back on snow removal. It was scheduled to start March 4th, but has been delayed. Now, you might say, who cares? Well, local businesses do. It's a lot of snow. If removal does not get started, the park will see a 3-week delay in opening. So now the locals may pay for the plowing. Let's explain. Caroline Porter is with the Wall Street Journal. Caroline, this underscores there is a lot to be plowed. How much does it cost?
It typically costs about $30,000 a day to plow. So the idea is that if they push back plowing by about 2 weeks, they could save between $150,000 to $250,000. And the hope would be that they would garner the energy of the sun to help with the snow melting process. And so perhaps it would quicken the amount of time they need to spend plowing, and they wouldn't have to spend the money for those 2 weeks, both for personnel and for equipment.
Local businesses have really been howling. How much do they stand to lose if the park opening is pushed back by the 3 weeks people estimate it would be because of pushing back the plowing?
Different cities are impacted because there are these different gates. And so one gate, a town right in front of it, is called Cody in Wyoming. Mm-hmm. And they've been able to estimate that if they calculate how many people go through the gate during that 2-week period, and how much people generally spend in their town per unit, it will be about a $2 million loss.
Wow, and that's a lot. Well, now enter this intriguing solution. The governor of Wyoming, Matt Mead, has now okayed the use of state plows to work on those park roads in a unique way. Now, there had been some worry about liability because what he's doing is saying that, the locals can raise the money to pay for it?
What they're hoping to do is have State Department of Transportation's plows and personnel work, but use funding that's locally raised by business chambers. So the two towns that are most affected by this, at the East Gate and at the South Gate in Wyoming, are both kind of scrambling right now to put together the funds for plowing.
How much do they have to raise to pay for this plowing, and by when?
Jackson Hole, which is where the South Gate is, they are getting close, and they think they may have raised the money needed. They have to raise $70,600. Cody has to raise $100,000 by April 1st.
Wow.
And, yeah, but it's a really interesting thing. The local Chamber of Commerce has offered to match donations. For each dollar, they'll match $1. If you look at it that way, the local industry needs to raise about $50,000.
And as you said, they figure they stand to lose about $2 million, so that'd be a good investment for them.
Absolutely, that's right. I was talking with the chamber director this morning, and he mentioned to me that they've received a couple calls from people outside of Cody asking how they can donate, and so they're in the process of setting up a PayPal right now, because I think people have really latched on to this. They see it as, you know, Yellowstone is our country's oldest national park, and for it not to open on time, I think, is something that sort of stirs something within a lot of people's hearts.
Well, given that, what's been the reaction to this there? Are people saying, you know what, this is fine, we don't mind, we'll roll up our sleeves? Or are people focusing more on the sequester and the standoff in Washington? I mean, who are they blaming for this?
What's been interesting for me as I've been talking to people about this is that there's a lot more emphasis on their pioneer spirit. Like, I've heard that mentioned several times now, this idea that they're the kind of folks who just get things done. And I think that while they're definitely speaking with business owners, there's a sense of frustration that this particular sequester impact for Yellowstone National Park has such deep repercussions that I think they felt as though it was not a wise way to go about whittling down the budget. From what I sense, they're not spending a lot of time overthinking it. I think they're really trying to figure out how can they get those roads plowed and how can they get the park open on time so they can get tourists coming in. Because I think they're concerned about the long-term effects of people thinking that Yellowstone's not open.
Caroline Porter of the Wall Street Journal, thanks so much.
Absolutely.
Okay, after a break, you can't see the forest for the bushes. They're everywhere. Jeb Bush, with a new book, His Son Running for Office, is all of this about 2016. We'll take a look at that in 30 seconds here and now.